going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Got about an hour and 3 minutes left of the program today. Turn it over to the great Sammy Levitt. He's out there getting his work in right now and going to bring you the Padres pregame show and then Padres baseball. We're about to be joined by Padres pitcher Michael King here on the program. I just realized Michael King is Gen Z. We were just talking about Gen Z and the things that they're apparently they get mocked by boomers. Now, boomers mock a lot of people. They do. Boomers had it pretty easy in this country, as far as I'm concerned. They had it really, really easy.
I agree.
It's been a lot tougher for the following. My generation, Gen X, we've had it not too shabby. But everything after that, I do hold a great deal of sympathy for those generations. It hasn't been easy.
I always think about one of my best friends growing up. His dad was very wealthy.
Yeah.
Orthodontist, dentist. Like, they made a lot of money.
Probably bought his home for 70 grand.
Yeah. I remember in high school, we were starting to think about college, and he was telling us how he got his dental degree at the University of Washington back in the 70s.
Yeah, $300.
For like $150 a semester.
I know, dude.
And I go, must have been nice.
Yeah.
And then you bought your home for $150,000.
It's now worth $6 million.
Yeah,
like,
must have been nice.
I know. I have a lot of sympathy for the younger generations. I do. They have been dealing with much more than we did. I think we have Michael King on the line right now. Is that true? All right, joining us right here on 97.3 The Fan, Padres pitcher Michael King. Michael, how are you, my friend? Nope, not ready. All right, hang on. Right here.
Now you can talk.
Now we're ready. Michael King joins the program. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How is lovely Detroit this fine morning?
I was just saying, this is the best weather I've experienced in Detroit in my entire career.
It looked beautiful. Yesterday looked like a stunning day. Nicky P out on the mound, just absolutely shoving, was a really, really nice win for you guys.
Yeah, what could be better? I mean, it was beautiful weather, and I mean, Pavetta's been dominated the whole year, so it's almost expected now.
You know, it's funny. I was watching Jack Flaherty last night too, and he threw really, really well. His performance reminded me of yours the other night, like, dominating, striking out guys, putting the ball where you want, one bad pitch, and you're like, oh, all right. That's not a great feeling. I know that you did not like that at all.
Yeah, no, that's never fun. I mean, his was early, so it almost isn't as heartbreaking.
That's not as bad.
Yeah, when you're up 2-0 and you have a 2-run bomb to end your outing, it's not fun.
So what is Nick Pivetta like as a teammate? Because to watch him now we interviewed him at spring training, really nice guy, really calm. On the mound, a different story. Stalks the mound a little bit. He's verbal, he's vociferous, he's all of those things, Michael. what is he like on game day when it's start day for Nicky P?
You know, I was honestly disappointed because obviously I've seen the exact same thing as you. And I wanted him to be the type that, like, doesn't talk to anybody on game day or, like, is that type of guy in the locker room the whole time. And he's just his normal self, but then flips a switch when he actually gets out there on the mound. So, I mean, ultra competitor and hated to play against him. But in the clubhouse, he's the same very nice, very goofy guy that we all know and love.
Be honest with me, Michael King. Is the guy on start day that's like, don't talk to me, get away from me, that's sucking down Red Bull, is it kind of annoying? I heard stories about super intense hitters, right, that would, after every ground out or K, they would come back, they'd slam their bats, they'd throw their helmets. That stuff wears on teammates after 162, does it not?
I guess it depends on how you look at it. I choose to look at it like that's what he thinks is going to make him have his success. And so then I just like to laugh at it. That's my favorite part. I've obviously had those teammates before, and it then just becomes my treat on their day to just observe and see how they act.
Observe and report. No, it's funny. And I think, you know, hitters, you get 500 ABs a season. Like, you got to be able to flush it and move on. Pitchers is different. You only get to throw every 5 days. So if it doesn't go well, it's something that you have to sit with until your next start.
Yeah, I definitely think it's harder as a hitter, or at least more exhausting as a hitter. But as a starter, and I think that's just the culture that we've created here. It's like, yeah, when you have a bad outing, we have the four other guys in the rotation and Ruben and the coaching staff to get you out of that. And it's a great culture to, yeah, you sulk in it for a little bit, but then you figure out what you got to do better and make those adjustments.
Talking to Padres pitcher Michael King here on Ben and Woods this morning. And thanks so much for the time on a game day. I know you guys got stuff that you do. What do you do between starts? Like, what does today look like for you?
Today's actually pretty light. Yesterday was my bullpen day. So yesterday was the heavy upper body lift and bullpen and arm care. And then today will just be some, I'd say it's like some build-ups, 60-yard build-ups in terms of sprints. And then light-ish throwing, 90-120. Just kind of feel the mechanics that I've been trying to ingrain the last few days and make sure I have the confidence going into my next one.
And, yeah, you'll be taking on Tampa Bay when you guys get back to Petco. You've thrown so well here, Michael. You've thrown so well since you become a San Diego Padre. And I know you and your wife are expecting it's your first baby, right? Do you know the sex of the baby yet?
We are not finding out. That was my wife's doing, and she's the crazy one.
Does that make you insane?
It makes me insane when I'm in the appointment and we're doing our, like, the scans, and we're looking at the baby and they say, okay, look away, because they're checking something in the area. And I so badly just want to look to see if I can see anything. But even all the other guys on the team that have kids say it's, like, almost impossible to realize what you're looking at in those scans.
It's true.
But I'm like, and then I keep calling it, what do you call the baby right now? You know, I don't want to call it an it.
It.
I don't want to call them. It's
right.
Like, I want it to be him or her. So then I have to say him or her every time. So it's definitely a challenge, but I'm going to be very excited when that baby comes out, just because it'll be a true surprise.
Well, like, parenting's hard enough without not planning for what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty much a challenge every minute for the rest of your life. And then you're like, you're thrown into the fire immediately. And now you're thrown in the fire. Oh, this is how I'm a dad to a girl. This is what I need to do if it's a boy. Like, you tell Sheila that, I don't think it's going to cut through, but it's hard enough at this point. And, no, I'm really excited for you guys. What's the expected date?
It probably mid-July.
Okay.
Because she's type 1 diabetic, she actually can't go past 38 weeks. So it's a little bit different of like a normal due date. So we're just saying mid-July.
It's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you guys. See your guys' pictures and living it up right now in that moment. And it all changes, right? When they come out and you hold them in your arms for the first time, there's truly nothing like it. It really puts things in perspective. When you're a parent, you're like, all right, like, my job is really cool and there's a lot to worry about, but this is like the greatest thing ever. I'm really stoked for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, everything I've heard is you almost gain a whole new respect for your wife too after
big
they're
time.
Pushing that thing out. It's just like they end up they're your superhero after that.
They absolutely are, and you feel a little bit unnecessary for about 6 months. And don't take it personally because that's just the way that parenthood goes. And I don't know if you know this, Michael, but San Diego's a pretty great place to raise a family.
I can't wait.
And don't read anything into that other than, you know, would like to have you guys and the King family here for a long time. It's always that tricky subject. You're pitching on the last year of your deal. I think you know how Padres fans feel about you right now. I know that that gives you a lot of leverage with the way that you've pitched, too. Have you guys discussed anything? Probably not in the season, but is that something that you're willing to entertain?
Of course. I mean, yeah, obviously, we love San Diego. And yes, I do feel that love from the fans. So it definitely adds to it. But yeah, we have not had any discussions. But obviously, I've had an incredible time here in San Diego. So it's definitely at the top of the list.
Well, just so you know, the New York media is already trying to bring you back to New York. I've seen your name mentioned by – I won't mention his name because he gets really mad when you mention his name. But they're trying to get you back. I think this hot start – by the San Diego Padres, best record in baseball, tied with the Mets. You know, I think it has, I don't want to say it surprised a lot of people, but it's certainly twisted a lot of narratives, Michael, about, well, you know what, they'll probably unload this guy and that guy at the deadline, and they'll be out of it. And to watch you guys come out of the chute like you have has been incredible, especially with everybody that's been banged up so far.
I was going to say, it's a testament to the depth that we have with the injuries. But I also think there were definitely some question marks in our starting rotation, obviously with Joe and Darvish not in it. And then even Waldron, who was huge for us last year on the shelf right now. So, and that's like, Vasquez has been great. Pivetta's been one of the best pitchers in baseball and Hart today. We got a really, really good, culture that we're building there. And then we're just building off the winning culture that we had from last year. So it's, we're adding the right pieces. We have a great team chemistry, and I know you guys know this, but it is crazy how many more wins you get when you just have a good culture.
You know, it's something we talked about before you got here, actually. We talked about it on the show. We've been a show for 7 years, and we've seen all kinds of different clubhouses. And, you know, we saw some that didn't feel right. We saw, obviously, the one last year that definitely felt right, and the one so far this year that has looked great. The carryover has been staggering, and I think I missed it, you know, as a media pundit. I really did. And I think, you know, I thought, well, that season ended. You know, we got some new guys coming in. The fact that you guys have all just kind of picked up where you left off, how much has to do with, oh, look, there's Fritzy, he's back. Oh, look, there's Ruben, he's back. There's Macias, he's back. There's Leeper. Like, all these guys, it's the same faces. How important is that to big leaguers?
It's huge. I know Schilty talked about that in the offseason, was trying to keep the same core group of guys, and that's staff and players. And it's a comforting aspect, but it's also just your routine that you get in. They know that, and they know what is going to make you tick and what you need to work on. And so now the cold streaks become a lot shorter when you got guys around you that know exactly what to do to get you back to your norm. So I think the Schilty's done a great job maintaining all the same faces. And then obviously you got the leadership of the players, and having those core group still here, whether it's even Joe that's not going to pitch this year and he comes on every road trip and is working his ass off in his rehab, it's really nice to see. And he's involved in every pitchers meeting that we have. It's really good to just keep these veterans around, to make sure that we're staying on the same path. And it's been really fun.
Talking to Michael King this morning, Padres ace joining us from Detroit. Got some daytime baseball for you guys this morning. Michael, Monday night, very scary situation early in
Sunday.
That game.
Mm.
Sunday night. Excuse me. Sunday night. Scary, scary moment with Luis Rise there to like start the game. No, second batter of the night. I know you weren't in the game. I know you're not a position player, but you're part of that team. You're in that dugout. What is the mentality like? How do you stay focused on the game moving forward from that? I know you have to just the show goes on, I guess, is the saying. But how do you stay locked in as a player, whether you're in the game, whether you're watching the game and observing and taking notes and all of that? What is that like when you have a scary, scary situation that you don't see too often in baseball?
It's really scary and very hard to lock back in or flip that switch back on. For me, it's obviously I'm locked into the game, but I'm asking the trainers almost every inning to see if we have any update. And as soon as we got updates, it spread like wildfire throughout the team to know that all of his tests were negative and he was looking good. So I'm thankful that I wasn't playing, because I think that's really tough and shows the determination of our team to still go out there and win, because that's exactly what Louis would have wanted us to do. His personality obviously is a huge one in our clubhouse. And then it was just going out there and playing baseball. So very thankful that he's all good. I can't wait to see him in San Diego, and he'll be a great addition back to the team once he's ready to go.
He's unreal. I mean, it's I've interviewed, I think, everybody on the team almost, and that's the one that made me the most nervous. I think I was the most starstruck meeting Luis Arraez. I mean, he does what is just so hard to do, and he makes it look easy, Michael. And did he really walk back in the clubhouse at the end of the game?
Yeah, I wanted to know what that moment was like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we had no idea. I think he thought he was going to get on our flight with us to Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, crazy. He's still in full uniform as he walks back in, and is the same smiley, joking self that he is. So it was very refreshing to see him totally fine walking into that locker room.
Well, man, I know you guys got a game to play. Thank you so much. Good luck in your next start. Certainly we'll be rooting for you guys today, and I really wish a happy flight back from Detroit today. Michael King, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. That is the great Michael King. I could talk to that guy all day long, just as cool as it gets. So, I loved what he said, and again, I think you're hearing it from every single player talking about the culture of the San Diego Padres, and, you know, people have argued for years, culture doesn't win games, talent does. But I think these guys are really proving that it's a big, big part in the continuity. A lot of credit goes to Preller and Schilt for bringing those guys back and making sure these guys are comfortable and ready to go.
It's something that we like to say and talk about, but we don't know. Unless you're on the team and in that environment, you really don't know.
Yeah.
And when you hear all the guys, they all say the same thing. You're like, okay, maybe the culture really does have as much of an impact on everything, on the whole season, as we think it does.
No question. No question about it. And you know, I know they always bring up examples of teams that hated each other, but they won 100 games. I mean, yeah, that happens. Absolutely. Talent sometimes does win out. But I don't think it can be denied right now with the best record in baseball after 24 games and the way that these guys have been playing. Couldn't love that guy more. I hope he's a Padre for life. I never want to see him in another uniform. Ever, ever, ever. So, well, you heard that. You know what that's for. 833-288-0973. Paulie will take the third caller for those Elton John tickets. And thanks for waiting. Thanks for being here with us this morning. And we will be right back. We've got, what, about 45 minutes left?
Yeah, we're going to get to take on Woods. So we actually also... I didn't think about that.
All right, we'll clear the lines. We'll come back. We'll get a caller. And we'll do it that way. All right, we'll do take on Woods next. But first, wanted to tell you, if you're a little bit underwater financially and you do own a home, you can get cash out of your home's equity, refinance out of a high rate, or do a home improvement project with Loan Pronto. They can make it happen in a matter of days. Take advantage of this opportunity, get tens or even hundreds of thousands out of your home's equity. Pay off all your credit cards, pay off your car loans. The average homeowner cuts their monthly bills by $1,000. More info can be found at loanpronto.com. Inflation, higher costs put a lot of people in stressful financial situations. If you do own a home, there is a way out. They've got multiple options that can help you get the financial freedom you deserve. Most homeowners get their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on your credit cards. Wipe them out. Get a lower mortgage rate. Get money for that home improvement project. All starts by getting in contact with the experts at Loan Pronto. Go to loanpronto.com or call now 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Paulie, who won the Elton John tickets, buddy?
I'm glad you asked, because I already forgot.
Joey.
Joey. Joey won the tickets.
Congratulations,
today.
Buddy. Go see.
Had to go back and look. You know, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening in here. And when we do that sometimes, we're like, hey, call now. And then we're like, also call for this. So now
and
we
you
need...
don't quite play it out in your head.
Now we need a...
hang up.
Yeah, hang up. Clear the lines. We've already given the tickets away. I do apologize. We'll have more for you tomorrow. And now we need a caller for Take on Woods. Because what are we playing for Take on Woods?
Playing for our monthly grand prize trip to Las Vegas.
There it is. I never do this, so I don't even know where they are. Beat or tie me. You'll qualify for a chance to win our grand prize, two tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in Las Vegas, plus a two-night stay at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and a $150 gift card. Get tickets for all three shows now at Ticketmaster.com. And, all you have to do is beat or tie me, and you'll qualify. We had a qualifier yesterday, so it can be done. So call in now, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Again, I never do this. Shut up, David. Our buddy David J. Never doubt how much Ben means to the show. He thinks he's only good at liners and stuff.
You're kind of proving his case.
I am,
a little bit.
I am.
By drawing attention to it?
I'm not great at it. It's fine. My own strengths. It's hard. It's hard. It's an art form. Well, I don't get any reps at it. Katie says, are you high? I'm not high. I'm as low as I could be.
Everybody must get stoned.
Speaking of that, after Take on Woods, we will give you our magnum opus. All right?
You're going to hear that drop a couple of times.
You will hear that for sure. You guys will really, really enjoy this. 833-288-0973. Anybody on the line to play?
We can find out.
Find out?
Yeah, let's get to
Let's
get to our game.
All right,
we're going to try to pull a caller here live on the air. This is the fun part of what we do when we're a man down. I'm assuming anybody that called in the last couple of minutes knows that the tickets are gone, but you are going to be playing Take on Woods. So we're going to go to line number 5 here, 97.3 The Fan. Who is this?
Israel.
Israel, are you calling for Take on Woods?
Yes.
I love that. Thank you very much. All right. Israel, let's see here. We're going to have three categories for you that Ben has prepared for us. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now. All three categories are all 2 second song categories, okay?
Okay.
So the first one we have for you to choose from is duets, old and newish duets. We have One If By Land, Two If By Sea. That's going to be all the songs with land or sea in the title. And then we have our third category is all 2 second songs. The category is called Four Letter Ladies, female artists with four letter names. What would you like to go with today?
Let's go Four Letter Ladies.
Four Letter Ladies. I love it. All right. Let me cue all of those up and get them ready for you. How's your morning going today?
Good, man. Just pulled into work.
Love it. All right. Getting everything queued up here. Okay. Your time will begin when I play the first song. Again, they're all 2 second song category here. Five female artists who are all known by one name only, and it's only four letters long. Are you ready to go, Israel?
Ready to go.
All right. Let's get ready to take on Woods. Your time begins in just a second when I play the first clip.
Sade.
And the song?
Sade. Pass.
All right, we'll come back to it.
Okay, that's Enya. Pass. I can feel something inside me say. Share. Strong enough.
Incorrect, I'm sorry.
Pass.
Okay, number five.
That's Pink. Don't know the name of the song.
I need the song title. All right, let's go back to the first one.
That is Sade. Dang it. What is the name of that song?
Oh, boy.
Sweet Taboo.
No, that is incorrect. I'm sorry. You did get a couple of the artists, some in the wrong order there, but you did not give me the name of the title as well. So we had Smooth Operator by Sade. We had Thank You by Dido, Believe by Cher, Orinoco Flow by Enya, and So What by Pink. So I don't know that a score of zero is going to get it done, but let's bring back Woodsy, and we'll see how he does here. This is really not fun to do by yourself. It is not
good
fun.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, we should all feel a little pain.
He's like, you know, I already have some categories ready. If you're just going to do them, like, we usually just give out the prize.
We just give out the prize. All right. I like this.
All right. So I won't give you the category, Woodsy. I will let you know, like Ben always does, that this is an all 2 second song category.
Oh, God. Okay.
And your time begins when I play the first clip. Again, 5 2-second songs here. Are you ready to take on Israel?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Smooth Operator by Sade. That's Dido. Thank You?
Correct.
I can feel something inside me say. It's Cher. Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe in life after love?
Believe.
Oh, God. No idea. Pass. That's Pink.
Do you have the song title for
me? I don't know the name of the song.
You go back to the other one?
No. I have no idea what that was. Zero. I have no idea what... That's Pink song is... Something Taint. I have no idea.
I think
I only got two right.
Well,
maybe three.
By a score of 2-0.
Oh, yes.
You did get the win.
Yes.
Israel. That was So What by Pink.
Okay, did not know that.
Enya was the one you didn't get.
Enya. What was the category?
The category was Four Letter Ladies.
Four Letter Ladies.
Female artists with one name, letters.
I've heard of Enya. I just didn't know that song. I know Enya, you clowns. I just didn't know that song.
Orinoco Flow.
What is it?
Orinoco Flow.
That's the name of that song? Yeah. I have obviously heard of her, but I did not know that. So thank you for playing Israel. I got you. Sorry about it. All right, coming up next, Ben's prank calls. You're going to like this very much.
Yeah, we'll this right was back. A fun one.
All right, you'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
These backhanded compliments rolling in,
Paulie,
in
the heat of
your
here?
Feet. I don't know. This was pretty funny, though. This got me. Jay said, without Ben, this sounds like your typical bro podcast on YouTube. Love it.
Is that a bad thing?
I can't tell.
I don't know.
And David Jay and his big mouth, Mad Friars, says listening this morning.
I expect it from him.
I expect it too. He says listening this morning shows like watching two kids try to get ready for school the morning their mom is out of town. They'll probably get there. Nobody's likely to die. But listen, I've had to poop since we got here, and I can't even get up to go poop. So I don't know what to tell you, except that there's a lot going on in this room. All right, and Ben is the steady hand, and that's all right. You only got 8 more hours of this week, so there you go.
We haven't even talked about what we got planned for the rest of the week.
No, we have really, really good stuff. Should we do that now? Yeah, let's just do it now. Let's see. You have the schedule top of mind.
We still have all of our regular weekly features. You will hear Eno Saris at 8:35 tomorrow, like you always do. Sammy Levitt's going to join us at some point tomorrow morning. Friday, it's a Friar Friday. I believe we'll be talking with Darren Smith as well.
We will be talking with
Darren Smith. For our weekly with him, little SDFC, some Padres there. So we'll have all the regular stuff, but one of my favorite things that we did all of last year. Now, Ben was here for that.
He was here.
We had the San Diego Anchorman Roundtable.
Yes.
Where we had Darnay. We had Julian Delgadio from Fox 5.
Yep.
We had Jake from CBS all on Zoom. And our YouTube stream had six camera boxes. And I had a lot of fun with that.
It was so fun.
Now, we make jokes at Ben's expense about
often
how much we appreciate and admire some of the other local sportscasters here in town, like Julian, Jake, Darnay, yep. John Howard, Troy Hirsch.
All of them.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, they're all great. We're very blessed here.
So tomorrow, joining us in studio in a co-host capacity for, I don't know, a couple of hours, I think, is Jake from CBS 8.
Jake Arignani. His dad's in the chat right now, Joe.
I love that.
I love it, too.
He'll be there, I think he'll be in around 7 tomorrow, okay. And he'll be hanging out with us for the morning. And then on Friday, I believe in our 8 o'clock hour, Julian Delgadio from Fox 5 is going to step in, sit in Ben's chair, hang out with us, talk some sports, talk some whatever. I want to get to know these guys a little bit more.
Yeah, no doubt.
We've had him on before to talk more sportsy, but hey, this is we're going to be in here for an hour, 2 hours,
yeah,
maybe even 3 hours. We'll explore the space a little bit.
So
with
Joe's
guys.
His cousin, sorry, not his dad.
Cousin.
Excited to have those guys in, man. It's fun. And Ben needs to know, and he knows. He knows his place is very secure when he comes back.
Okay.
It'll be here waiting
It'll be
for
fine.
Him. He is a great, great dude. Carlos wants to know if we could squeeze in Vanessa Paz. I think Mrs. Woods might have something to say about that. I would love to have Vanessa in. Do a little weather.
I don't know what the weather is going to be like.
I have no idea what the
weather is. I have no idea how to dress for tomorrow.
I have no clue.
Because I don't know what the weather is going
to
be like.
I think it would be great to hear Vanessa Paz in here telling us the weather. So maybe we can reach out and make that happen.
See, like, my
I got
bat.
Your torpedo bat in my hand, Pauly.
Isn't Pauly that
got
cool?
himself a torpedo bat. I love it, and I've been fondling it.
I've been waiting for, like, 2 weeks. I ordered that pretty much, like, a day or two after the craze.
The craze happened.
Victus and a bunch of other bat companies said, hey, check out our torpedo bats that everyone's talking about in Major League Baseball. I ordered it immediately. Finally got it yesterday. I cannot wait to play some baseball with
them. Now, you won't even go to the cage with this, right? You don't want to mess it up like at Boomers hitting
Probably
rubber balls?
Probably not.
Will you hit off the tee with it?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
It's so skinny. I don't know how to feel about it. It's really weird to hold it in your hand. And
I was comparing it to like a regular bat, and it's like skinnier, but the sweet spot, the barrel is fatter.
I'll hold it up. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. Yeah, it's just really... It's different. It's different. I'm so excited to see you catch barrels.
I cannot wait.
This weekend. That's a good way to get yourself in the lineup. Get yourself a brand new torpedo bag. Paulie, you're in.
All right.
You're swinging it this weekend.
Perfect.
All right. It's
I'll pay for that.
It's pretty badass, dude. If you go up and get a knock with it, can I try it? Or should I try my own? I want to get my own.
You ordered one the same day as I did.
Same day. It was right in the middle of, we were just getting ready for the show. I think I might have even been on the air. And I saw somebody sent me the link, so I clicked it, but I forgot to hit, like, submit.
Confirm or whatever.
I picked my model, I picked the I picked the length, the girth, all of it. And I guess I didn't hit submit, because A, it never came. B, I kept searching my email for the confirmation email. I never found it. I went to my PayPal, I went to my bank, I looked, I'm like, I didn't get docked for it. I'm like, this is crazy. So I guess I never hit submit. And now Paulie has his, and
mad.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm super, super jealous. I don't know if it would help me at all. Paulie's actually been putting the bat on the ball, so that will probably help you. But I don't know how to feel.
Well, you can use it.
I feel envy. But also, I'm looking at it. It looks like a freaking fungo.
Yeah.
It looks like a fungo. It feels like
it's
a fungo
like light,
in my hand.
Skinny.
All right. If you get knocks this weekend, I'm ordering one. Period. Yes. Period. Yeah. The end. All right. Without further ado. So, we're going to do this after traffic, but it's become tradition that when Ben's out, we use his voice to make prank calls.
We've been collecting sound bites from Ben for years. I have a folder with like 1,000 drops Things you haven't even heard.
I can't wait for you guys to hear this. So let's check traffic. We'll get right to it. Yeah, so if you're new to the show, we take some out-of-context clips. We put them on a soundboard, and we make prank calls with them.
One of my favorite things.
We don't do it a lot, but again, when he goes on vacation, this is something we do. Let's play them some of our greatest hits, Paulie.
Yeah, this was from a year or two ago.
Okay.
We called Another Broken Egg in Fairhope, Alabama.
Yep.
Thank you for calling Another Broken Egg in Fairhope. This is Marissa. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm excited.
For what?
What was the score of the Aztecs game?
I don't really watch sports.
The first half, the Aztecs dominated. Maybe the best half they've played all season. I got called out by my 19-year-old last night.
You got what?
I got called out.
Oh.
To choose, though, Reese Kinnear as the person to set the tone in your game, to me, is an indictment of a couple of things.
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
How is it hanging? I like good, firm banana.
This girl had no idea what was
going
on. Poor
queen, just on the phone, getting
worn
out.
We called her back. We felt so bad.
Call her back.
Called her back and just apologized.
She was very kind.
A year ago tomorrow is when so this is Ben's annual April golf trip. And we decided, after taking Ben to his first
Gentlemen's Club.
Last January, we thought we need to call one of those establishments.
Yes, he was on his way to Henderson.
So we called a place in Las Vegas.
I love
Thanks
this.
Thanks for calling against me. I'm Shanna speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was disappointed with last night.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage. It was horrible.
On the stage.
On the stage.
Okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
Is this a joke?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
I know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship. They're probably going to lose to Denver anyway.
Oh, God. She's laughing.
Okay.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
And then she hung up on
it's us. Like a real conversation with him. That's the best part.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Are we ready?
I'm ready. So we, Paulie and I have been, again, behind the scenes for like 2 months. Collecting things, and then we had an open last week that it triggered my memory, and I said, all right, we now have everything we need to pull it off. And this is a little different. Like,
this is like 4 or 5
this is
calls.
Like four. We're gonna play you everything we got from yesterday, and yeah. We went into the lab, and this is what we came out with.
We called several
different
dispensaries.
Yeah.
Across America.
Right.
Help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where could I find some marijuana?
Is this a real guy?
Loose cannabis?
That one didn't last long.
That was it.
Hi there. How can I help?
I don't even have a vape pen.
This sounds automated.
Loose cannabis? Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
That one didn't last long either.
Can I help you?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm not a drug dealer. Good morning.
Hello?
Spliffa bossa enemy head.
Bueno?
Everybody must get stoned.
And they hung up. Up.
How can I help you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Sweet age.
Where could I find some marijuana?
Where can you find some marijuana?
Where could I find some marijuana? Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
At our dispensary?
I like a blunt or a big fat bowl.
We have blunts here.
Okay, now you're talking.
How can I help you?
I don't even have a vape pen. Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
I'm not a drug.
Okay.
I love the cocaine. Cocaine, cocaine.
Okay.
Spliff a buzzard in my head.
And she hung up.
That's it for her. Oh, God. We have blunts here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, how can I help you?
Where could I find some marijuana?
The address should be right next to the phone number that you reached us at.
I was using my vape pen last night, and it was great.
Okay.
Let's smoke that bowl, hit that bong.
This is a prank call, but you really have nothing better to do. You're kind of a loser.
Oh!
Oh, man. Oh, Ben, you are a kind of a loser.
Man, that was... it did not disappoint, Paulie.
Oh, God.
It did not. The sheer... I feel like a 10-year-old again when I'm in that room and we're doing it. The nerves are like...
We're sweating.
I'm
pouring sweat.
It is so, so funny. His voice just naturally makes me giggle. Every time I hear a drop of him, it just makes me laugh. It wouldn't be the same if it was you, if it was me. 100%. It would not matter. It's the way that he delivers the lines is just perfect. I love the
spliff a busset in me head.
That one is fantastic. But I love the I was using my vape pen last night and it was great.
I was using my vape last pen last night and it was great.
I could do it.
Elise is like, you guys are gonna get Ben in trouble again. He gets in trouble, he's not even here.
He's not even here. Paulie, if I had the ability to sit at my desk at home and do this for days, I would do it for days. It makes me so happy. So, so happy. Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. We will probably play it again for you tomorrow. Do we have, like, are we going to put it out? It's so long.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we can put it out on socials as well, because I know you guys are going to want to hear it again. Jay says, Ben about to get fired on his day off.
You stupid mother! You fired on your day off.
Would you try to build a clubhouse? It's incredible. It's so good. It's so good. He makes me so happy. I delight so much in those prank calls.
The last one
was so good. Play it.
Let's smoke that bowl. Hit that bong.
This is a prank call, but you really have nothing better to do. You're kind of a loser.
I agree with you. And no,
we are losers.
We didn't have anything better to do. We really didn't. Holy cow. Thank you, guys. I mean, the people were in the chat were just losing their minds. It's so funny. It's just so funny, everyone. The sweet angel from the broken or the one egg cafe or whatever.
Yes, another broken egg.
That kid, when he starts talking Lakers basketball and Aztecs basketball, then he pivots to Reese Kinnear. She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea what you're talking about. And she just sat there and wore it for us, but...
No, the for me, I think even though I like the dispensary one the most overall, the moment when he's talking to the strip club in Vegas,
yes,
and how it all fell apart right there on the stage,
yeah, that's so
and
good.
Demanding that they $200. Pay him a couple of $100s.
She's probably gotten that call before.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
Had a horrible night.
Okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
At least a couple of $100 bills. So good.
Oh, man. I loved it. Oh, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I mean, we can... Joey says he's out for one day. You cook up the most childish S ever. LMAO. I know. It's like a sickness. It's a sickness. Nick says, didn't you guys just get a weed warning? We did. That's where we took 95% of those drops from when he read that email. I was like, well, thanks for this. Light bulb went off and I went, all right, I called Paulie. I drove home that day and I listened to the open and it was just like bing, bing.
I'm not
bing.
A drug dealer.
That was all in my head. And I go, all right, go clip like 30 of these and this will be our way in. Then we can talk about loose cannabis. So I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for it.
Where could I find some marijuana?
We probably
will.
Yeah, it's all right. Ask for forgiveness.
instead of permission. But I love it. I mean, I would like to do more before. Go, tomorrow is an off. We got the round table. We got counseling. If we can find the time, I will.
I'd love to do another one.
Keep doing some more, man.
I think about just the other day, over the weekend, actually, I was watching, flipping through the guide on the TV, and Inglourious Basterds came on.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino, one of my favorite great movies of all time. And at the end, when Brad Pitt's character kills a guy that he didn't really need to, but he did.
Yeah.
And the Christoph Waltz goes, I made a deal for that man's life. Like, they're gonna kill you for that.
Right.
And he goes, nah, more like chewed out.
Yeah,
I've been chewed out before.
Yeah, I'm gonna get chewed out.
We'll be chewed out.
I can take a chew out. No problem. I'm very, very accustomed to getting chewed out. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. That was a lot of fun. So, again, the schedule for tomorrow is as follows. We will discuss the Padres' early game today. It's Kyle Hart on the bump for the Padres. Would love to find a way to scratch out a win today. Padres are pretty serious underdogs out there in Detroit today based on, I think who we're throwing and who they're.
What do we know about Reese Olson?
I was just talking to Sammy Levitt about that, who's sitting out there. He's going to be coming in to do his EcoWater pregame show here in a moment. Reese Olson's a good pitcher, Paul. He's got like a five-pitch mix. We touched him up for a couple of homers last year. Guess who? Or a couple of years ago. Guess who hit him? Juan Soto took him deep twice. So we've had some success against them. They have never seen Kyle Hart in Detroit. So we have the element of surprise working in our favor today in Detroit. But today's going to be one of those days. Offense is going to need to step up against a pretty good pitcher. They have a really good rotation in Detroit. They really have the ability to make some noise with Casey Mize and Jackson Jobe and Jack Flaherty. They're pretty solid team with a good bullpen. So want to get to this cat early. Want to get to him early. Kyle Hart keeps you in the game, man, for four innings. Turn it over to your bullpen. See what happens. But they're like plus 150 today to win that game. So Vegas definitely doesn't think the Padres can do it. I do. I think they can win this game.
Absolutely.
And get back on the plane. And again, that 3-3 road trip is just so important. I told you guys earlier in the show, every team in baseball that's at the top of their division, other than the Cubs right now, has a 500 or worse record on the road. It's absolutely okay. You want to be road warriors, no question. I feel like last year the Padres were bad at home early, good on the road.
We've seen that.
We've seen that before. Padres are dominating baseball teams at home right now. Petco Park turning into a house of horrors.
12-1?
Keep that rolling this weekend against the Tampa Bay Rays. But if you can find a way to get back 3-3, that is such a job well done. Gives everybody a good vibe going into the off day. Gives us something to talk about on the round table.
I think I said on the round table last week I was expecting a 4-2 road trip.
Yeah, I actually was too.
And quite frankly, if they can win today and go 3-3, I really feel like Saturday in Houston was a very winnable game with Michael King on the mound.
Big time.
They would have been 4-2.
They would have been 4-2.
Got to go out and get this one today.
Yeah, get this one today and we'll call it a day. Sammy Levitt's going to be joining us here in just a minute. Is he going to come in? Does he want to do like a little, Sammy, you want to do like a little mini crossover? You want to come in and get set up?
Yeah.
All right, Sammy.
Come on in, Sammy.
Sammy's looking good today, man.
It's always looking good.
He's looking sharp. Got his air fryer going. Looking thin.
That air fryer will change a man.
Looking thin and trim and ready to go. Yeah, Sammy's going to come in and we'll be here till, we got here about another 6 minutes. Here today, but I've had a lot of fun. I always miss Ben when he's gone. But I'll say this, as like a married couple that we are, we needed a break from each other. We have been sniping at each other a little bit more than usual. He's stressed out. The guy works like 18-hour days, and then he's got to deal with me every day. And then when he leaves, he's got me and Paulie doing prank calls about him. Did you hear those prank calls, Sammy?
I did not.
You will appreciate them very much.
Yeah, I got to go back and listen on the Odyssey app to the Ben and Woods podcast.
How are you, buddy?
I will catch up. I'm good. Everything's good.
Make sure you use the rewind feature and go back to about 8:45. You can hear all the prank calls.
I will. Everything's good.
Good.
Life's good.
Air fryer's good. I see you getting a lot of use.
Air fryer's very good. I've what have I made?
You made salmon?
I made salmon. Came out beautifully.
Now, I don't like salmon.
Well, I love salmon. I love salmon in the air fryer.
Does your house reek of salmon?
No.
No, not as much as if I were to cook it.
Okay.
If I were to cook it, it would have been worse. There was a little bit of that.
Yeah.
When you have a small apartment, you kind of, like, you know the deal. You always have that.
Right. Yeah,
that salmon-y, fishy smell for about a day or so. But it gets out of there. I'll tell you what I made, which was really good. This is the benefit of the air fryer, because this is something I've never done, and this is a little bit more, and people are going to laugh, but this is a little bit beyond what I usually do cooking-wise. But I had eggs, I had peppers, and I thought to myself, I want like a potato with it, right? Some sort of home fry type thing, some sort of potato. So I'm in Whole Foods, and I'm looking in the frozen section, looking at the hash browns and whatnot. And I'm looking at the calories, honestly, on them. I'm like, man, these are all really rough. And I'm trying to watch what I eat. I'm trying to drop
a few pounds, I hear you, dude. I am too.
So I say to myself, all right, I have the air fryer. Let me quickly look up on my phone, how do you make home fries in the air fryer? Couldn't be easier. Got a potato. I peeled the potato, cut up the potato into little pieces.
Diced it. Yep.
Olive oil, paprika, salt, pepper, some onion powder. You know, mixed it up in a bowl, threw it in the air fryer, maybe 10 minutes, not even.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
I mean, diner level home fries.
And much healthier than the one you were going to get in the bag.
And I had eggs with peppers, a nice little omelet, no cheese or anything like that in the home fries. And I said to myself, I'm running a diner in here.
You have, it's Sammy's diner.
I'm running a diner
in here. I'm so proud of you.
I was so proud of myself. So.
Somebody said earlier that you should now, when you post your food, you present about, brought to you by Ben and Woods. And we'll give you a logo, and you can put it on there.
Slap that on those videos.
We could do a paid partnership.
That way we get it. You know, it's not a paid partnership. It's more of trade.
More of a trade. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Real quick. A trade. Yes. We just got to get a quick legal ID here.
Okay. Let's do that.
Let everyone know where they're listening. You want to call
for
it?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Let's pause for station identification here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, this is Mike Schilt.
Fernando at the wall. Leaps up. Oh, he made the catch.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
An Odyssey sports station.
And we do have a lineup that has been released, and let's give that to you guys right here. Happy birthday, by the way, to Gavin Sheets.
Yes,
it's his birthday today. It's been a revelation for the San Diego Padres. Not super fun to watch play defense. I will say that he's definitely more of a designated hitter.
That would have been a web gem for Jose Iglesias last night had Gavin Sheets picked it.
Correct.
On the other end.
Yeah, that was a really
it
nice.
Seemed
play.
Like a pickable ball.
It did. Yes. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of reps over there. Maybe he'll get better with time, Sammy. But Fernando Tatis Jr. gets a day off his feet. Yeah. He's going to be the designated hitter today. Yes, his feet yesterday. Gavin Sheets will be playing first again. Manny Machado back at third. Xander Bogaerts at short. Tirso Ornelas getting a start in left field. Oscar Gonzalez moving over to right field. Jose Iglesias again, second base. Tyler Wade back in center. Martin Maldonado doing the catching today after Diaz caught last night. I said it earlier, too. I don't know why they're doing that thing where they put the catcher last. Like the slow kind of clogs
especially
up.
Especially in front of Fernando.
Especially in front of Fernando. There's a reason. It's not willy-nilly. It's not Schilt not knowing what he's doing. There's a reason that they're doing it. If it were me, I like to pick apart. And Schilt loves when I pick apart. He loves when I pick apart his decisions. It's his favorite thing. I should text him. Hey, boy. Why are you putting Maldonado last? Why wouldn't you want a speedy Tyler
Wade?
Wasn't
there a day where they did put?
They did. It was Connor Joe, I think, was
interesting. I wonder why they decided to do that.
I don't know.
That day.
I don't know. You see that a lot, though. You see that a lot.
I wasn't really zeroed in on it that day.
The slow catcher hitting in the eighth
spot. But I agree
spot.
With you. Look, Fernando has hit a lot of solo home runs.
Yep.
In fact, I think it was Chris Ello who told me this on his way out of the studio yesterday. The Padres have not hit a 3-run home run or a grand slam, obviously, so far this year.
Today would be
kind of weird.
Today would be a great day for a 3-run homer.
Would be tremendous.
We need it desperately.
Good start, solid start from Kyle Hart. I'll tell you what, with how banged up they are, you get out of Detroit winning 2 out of 3 and you make this a 3-3 road trip. Sign me up.
You're not lying, man.
And you're guaranteed for still the best record in baseball coming home.
Yeah.
I know, it doesn't mean a ton in like the big picture, but considering all the injuries they've had, if you can maintain something like that and you come home 18-7, I mean, that is significant. I mean, I think at that point they start to get a lot of credit for playing pretty well despite being so banged up.
It's been pretty impressive. And again, talking about their margin, you know, of loss even, they've been in almost every game they played this year. We want to win every game, certainly, but to see them fight as hard as they have, they're not getting blown out.
No.
They are battling, as Jace Tingler liked to say. But, yeah, man, these guys will, it's a big one today. It's a big one. It's a fun one. Get back on the plane. Get on back. Get rested for a day. And then get ready to face some really nasty pitching in Tampa Bay. Those guys can bring it. They always do. But should be a really fun weekend at Petco Park as well. But we still got a couple more shows for you. You're going to have a fun day tomorrow. Thanks so much to all the Tier 1s for being here. Really appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m., hopefully talking about a Padres victory and a 3-3 road trip. We got the round table tomorrow as well. So I'll settle in. Yeah. Oh, you're going to be there?
I'm in.
Oh, that made my day. Sammy on the round table. You guys have a great rest of your day. We love you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Go Padres.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.